Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this fine Monday, July morning?
And the reason Reatha's always saying that is because when we go outside in the morning, it's almost always the same the same weather, the same temperature, isn't it?
I love Southern California. What can I say? It's going to be a lovely mid-80s today. And
no humidity.
Although I have heard we have sharks off our coast. I'm not happy about that, but I don't go swimming in the ocean anyway, not at least in California. But
yeah, I was going to say, you snorkel.
Not off the California shore, but there's sharks everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
that movie about the animals rebelling. I think the sharks have joined in.
Yeah, I know. What's the deal with that? I remember one time they had something about the machines. So I don't know which is worse. The birds haven't attacked me in the backyard yet, so we're good on that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, this morning I'm going to talk about celebrities behaving badly. There's lots of them, but I'm only going to talk about Ariana Grande and Tom Selleck for this morning. Probably most of our baby boomers don't even know who Ariana Grande is. She's a pop singer. She's really cute, really petite, really popular right about now. And she was in a donut shop licking the donuts. Are you kidding me? I mean, I realize in our generation, some of us licked frogs. There was a thing going on saying that you could get high if you licked frogs. I personally did not do that. I don't understand why Ariana Grande thought it would be fun or cute in front of her friends to lick donuts in a donut store, but she did. It was caught on camera.
Go!
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's crazy. And then she had nerve enough to say she hated America. I don't know what's up with this kid. She's got this great reputation. I don't know when people are going to learn. There are cameras everywhere. If you do it, someone's going to snap it. And another example of that is Tom Selleck. You know, we've got this drought going on in California. We have no water. And a truck registered to him or rented to him or something, some kind of way they traced it back to him, was stealing water from the city and taking it to his private ranch. And of course it was caught on camera, and of course it was traced back to him. I don't know what's going on with these stars nowadays. I'm going to try not to behave badly and get caught on camera. So, not that I'm a star, but still. All of us, we are all under surveillance, so we need to just behave properly at all times. What's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, yeah, no, I agree with you, Reatha. I'm actually putting in my 2 cents worth, not watering the grass so much and so on, or actually not watering it at all. So anyway, I read an article in USA Today Money section, an article by Rodney Brooks. It was a little interesting, so I thought I'd share it with you. 7 big mistakes to avoid in the first year of retirement. Well, we all know rookies make a lot of mistakes when you try something for the first time, so why should it be any different for retirement people? Well, it's difficult to retire, or I should say recover, when you make a mistake when you're skydiving. That's not a good time to make a mistake, but it's also not so good when you make a mistake when you're 65. It's not the same when you're 35. Well, experts were asked, what are the biggest mistakes made by new retirees? Well, there was a lot of them, but they squeezed it down to the top 7. I'll try to get them out quick. Not having a financial life plan. We have covered this topic, Reatha and I, several times in our shows. So if you look back in our archive shows, you'll see it. And we have somebody on today that has advice for us. Overspending. Makes sense. Much time to look around. We got our nurseries and our stores, our antiques, our hobbies, so we have a lot of time to spend extra money. Claiming Social Security too early. One of the biggest mistakes, they say, is making the choice to retire early, and it's very common. I don't know. There's questions about that. I think you should still have a life, so we'll have to talk about that another time. Being too conservative with investments and not considering inflation, retirement too early. 69% plan to earn money after they retire, but only 27% do that. Actually make money, only 27%. Understanding your life expectancy, and number seven, not having a health care strategy. That's been a big issue. And, Aretha, we've talked about that. I told you about my neighbor. They both worked for 40 years, retired. I thought their house was long since paid for, and it turned out they lost their house because, he told me, they were constantly taking money out for health problems that she had. So, you know, something to think about. Planning is important, and, you know, the medical thing is a big thing, Wraith, you know. You hear about people.
Absolutely.
It's like the cost. And I mean, they could have insurance, and it pays for a percentage, but that extra 20 or 30% it doesn't pay for.
Absolutely.
That's, you know?
But that brings us up to our first commercial, Jim.
There we go.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities. Get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or Easy, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also...
Well, Raisa, we're back.
All right. Well, apparently we're not going to have a guest today.
Well,
That happens when you do a live show.
Maybe calling in. Had a couple of appointments. But you know what? We were covering before, Raisa. You know, I went over some of the briefs on that as far as retirement goes. And, you know, there's two schools of thought, and I don't know where you're at with this, but, you know, some of the experts say you should wait. If you just hold off a few years and collect your retirement, you know, it goes up 8% a year, so that makes a difference instead of making maybe a...
Well, it depends on what you have. I was self-employed for most of my life, and so I didn't pay in a great deal to Social Security, so it behooves me to wait. I actually cannot possibly retire until I'm 70 years old. I will lose too much. And I know some people said, well, what if you wait until you're 70 to retire and then you drop dead at 70 and a half? Well, bottom line, it'll go back into the pool. I am not worried about, you know, what I'm not going to get after I'm gone. I'm going to be walking on streets of gold. So it's not...
Yeah, there you go.
It's
yeah.
not my issue. But I think for those of us who are actually working, because you get penalized in a lot of ways if you do continue to work and you're collecting your Social Security, you still lose the money.
Yeah.
Your medical benefits... If you're actually covered by some form of insurance other than
Medicare,
your retirement, you're not using up your retirement insurance, your health care, and you still have to pay for that. I don't know about everybody else, but I thought that it was free. Silly me. Medicare
yeah.
is not free. You pay premiums. You pay for different things. You pay for some medications. You pay for some surgeries. It's not free. So if you've got good health care coverage, amazingly, everyone told me, do not retire. Keep what you have for as long as you can and build up your Social Security.
It sneaks up on you. That's what happened to those, you know, so many people, like my neighbor. I just couldn't believe it. They were on point, you know, by the clock. They were both going to work for so many years, and I thought their house, as they were the first one on the track, long since
been
paid for.
Lots of people have paid for stuff and pulled money out of their houses
yeah.
for various different reasons. And there's a lot of things we just didn't take into consideration. The bad news is for people like me who didn't do well early in life as far as planning and saving, there's not a whole lot we can do now. If we're still working, there's something we can do. But it's not like I'm 35 and I can start saving $20 a week and have millions of dollars at the end of the rainbow. So, you know, it's kind of that ship has sailed for a lot of us.
This is when you have to use your expertise. For all the years of Retha's expertise, put it all together, and how could you really resource that now and maybe make it pay off for you, you know?
Well, that's just it. If you haven't planned well, there's not a lot you can do now. But for those baby boomers that are still on the early end of the spectrum, those of you that are still 50, you've got 15 years. It's not too late for you. Go ahead, and I'm not telling our age, Jim, although you do have a birthday coming up, don't you?
Yep. Oh, yeah, August 6th. I can't believe it. It goes so fast.
I know. Jim is actually the baby of the bunch. He's a couple of months younger than I am.
It's like if you have older brothers or sisters. I mean, no matter how old you get, you're always the younger brother or sister, you know?
It's true.
There was a couple in Florida. They lived next to my parents, and they were both on the railroad. And they had put together a huge pension. You know, they were in the million-dollar category. Worked 45 years or more and didn't spend any money. They just saved their money and let that IRA, whatever it was, pile up. Moved to Florida, bought a nice house, and a month later the guy had a stroke. And tell my mother that now all their plans, and they had plans of going all over the world, that's it, you know. So they went the max.
Okay.
They worked
well,
till they were
70.
Well, that's
just it. You never know what the future's going to be. So I just tell people, you know, live for today, which doesn't mean max out your credit cards, but, you know, just enjoy life and have no regrets.
My theory, Aretha, is the happy medium. If you retire right away, if you grab it at 62, whatever it is, that's a little early. You might only make $800 or something, or $1,000. But if you wait till you're really older, at the end of the spectrum, maybe your health might not be that well, and there you're collecting Social Security. It's time to retire, but you don't feel well. Maybe take the happy medium, the middle road, and maybe in the 66 category or something, 67.
Well, actually, within the last 3 weeks, I've had three relatives pass away. Two were 62, and one was so old, I don't know how old she was. I'm sure she was in her 90s. So the two that were 62, one had been sick for a while, so she did not spend, she had to take early retirement, and she still did not spend herself totally down. One had not taken retirement, hadn't saved well, but it didn't matter because he, you know, passed away. And then the aunt that was very old, or the cousin that was actually there, two of them were cousins, the cousin that was very old, maybe in her 90s or so, I'm sure she was at least in her 90s, had been in a nursing home for several years, but apparently she was a teacher, and she had saved well enough over the years, and she had been retired for I don't know how many years. So, you know, you don't know. Unless you've got that crystal ball.
Crystal ball, you just don't know. That's what I wish I had down around the Katrina days. I could have sold a lot of those properties, but you just don't know what's around the corner. Aretha, big stuff here. We have a channel on big stations, Philmont and Shanghai Media. We are TV, so Eric's Easy Way Broadcasting has skyrocketed to another level. Philmont and Shanghai Media, you've probably heard of those channels. Shanghai Media is really big in China, and we're talking big
numbers.
Actually,
I have not been to China, so I've
not. You haven't been to China? Oh, well, let me sit back. What the heck?
I've been to Taiwan,
been
but I haven't been to China.
Oh, okay. Well, Shanghai Media is a very large station, and we are part of that. So that, along with Philmon, it's we're adding two more to our repertoire. And Eric's got Easy Way Broadcasting to another level. That, along with the studio, which you've been to the studio, Aretha, or not?
I have not.
Okay, we got to get you down to the studio. I was there last night till about 1 o'clock in the morning, working on we have a variety of rooms there. There's a really nice dressing room for when they do the shows, and there's office space and a nice entry, and then you have the I don't know what you call it, a big studio auditorium type room for big performances, and the lighting on the ceiling. There's so many lights up there, it's amazing. And then there's a nice green screen room with three different sets. and a room for if Aretha wants to go do her talks on success motivation that seats about 70 people. And then what I'm working on is our recording room, and it's got a control room, and then I cut out a section of that, about 20 by 9, and I'm just building a soundproof room within a room. And it's going to be really nice. I mean, we got, and you know what I like is it's right, it's in Orange County, but it's not that far from L.A., and it is not far from the John Wayne Airport, which you know the importance of when people fly in, you know, a lot of parking, it's open, it's pretty nice. Easy Way Magazine, Aretha, you're in tune with that. You got to check out the Easy Way Magazine. There's a special blog associated and affiliated with the biggest Disney magazine of the year, Descendants. I don't know if you've heard a movie, Descendants, and it's going to be a special blog that Eric's putting out, so it's going to be interesting. Aretha.
Yes.
Have you, I mean, you know, being a baby boomer, a lot of baby boomers kind of drop off a little bit when it comes to the movies. Have you seen some of the latest hot ones that are out there about the big, you know, the big dinosaur and all that? That movie was really breaking records, you know.
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm a Jurassic Park fan, so Jurassic World was definitely something I saw. Matter of fact, I think I reviewed it on the last show, and I really did enjoy it. It was one of the better movies.
So you do keep up when it comes to, you know, like when the movies come out, you go down to the movies and.
Being in the entertainment industry, it's almost imperative that I keep up with what's on TV and keep up with what's in the movies. I am a member of the Television Academy, so I do vote for the Emmys. And so I have to watch a lot of TV, a lot I don't want to watch, but I still have to at least check it out so I can be a good voter. And speaking of voting, you know, we've got people coming out of the woodwork.
The woodwork, can you believe it? Good Lord. The list is going on and on and on. And,
I said I wasn't going to say this publicly, but I am going to go on record. At this point, I actually like the Donald. I don't know what to say.
I agree with
his politics, you know.
Yeah, there's a big division.
Particularly popular. I think it's going to be interesting. I think we have to study everybody and take everybody seriously. A lot of people aren't taking Donald Trump seriously. The problem with that is if he does become a viable candidate, you're not going to know what he's about. So I think we need to take everybody seriously, look at their politics, look at their views, and it's going to be a very interesting election time. It's going to be a lot of people involved.
Well, you know, the problem with, you know, people watch TV and they see a commercial and they go, oh, I like him. But do they really know who these people are? I mean, they're saying, like, I remember back when Kennedy had that debate with Nixon, and Nixon didn't do the makeup. Okay, everybody, if you don't remember, a long time ago, Kennedy and Nixon had a debate. Everybody was anxious to see it. And Kennedy had his, they talked about afterwards, he had his makeup people make him look good for a TV because, you know, the lights hit you, you don't look the same. It could be a reflection or something. Well, Nixon decided not to do the makeup, and it actually hurt his, the numbers, because he looked pale and everything, and he didn't have his makeup put on. So little things
okay,
matter.
Okay, baby,
you know?
Boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Well, okay, guys, it's getting ahead time. We have covered planning, several shows, and budgeting in our past shows. We've covered the unexpected factor when it comes to trying to save. And an example I used was my neighbor across the street, and we went over that a couple times. Worked 40, 50 years, but then they had medical problems, and it turned everything around. Well, start simple. and I've gone through this. I think it's a very simple program, and I'm going to cut this really short. Get a notebook. Take your notebook and open it up. On the top, put August in the center. On the left side, income. And now that's your, well, in our case, Social Security. Maybe if you rent a room out, you put that down. You put your extra income. You're out, maybe at home income, whatever it is. And your IRA, that all goes in the left. Put a line there, add it up, and whatever the figure is. On the right column, you got your mortgage or rent, gas, electric, phone, water, cell phone, HOAs, insurance, food, fuel, car payment, whatever. That goes on the right column. You keep it real simple. Plus, this way, it keeps it off your mind all month. What's going on? What do I pay? It's all in a notebook. You take it off your brain, put it in the notebook. It's right there. Okay.
Smartphone, cell phone,
okay, we'll
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Okay, Ruth, we'll finish it up next week on the
okay, well, I'm just going to talk briefly about social media. I'm going to start doing a series of different types of social media because there's so many that people just aren't keeping up with them. But
yeah.
Baby boomers tend to think that social media is just selfies and lunch. There's definitely more to it than that. Selfies are good. I'm all for selfies. Kim Kardashian has made a fortune off of making selfies. I even have a selfie stick because people, your friends do want to keep up with you. Taking pictures of your lunch, if I don't do it, but I do enjoy seeing a good picture of somebody's great lunch at a restaurant I haven't been to. But they have been using social media to do all kinds of things. I'm not advocating it, but Al-Qaeda has been using social media to just totally run their organization. People who have been trapped in disasters have used social media to let people know exactly where they are. If you're moving to a new city, people have used social media to make contact with real estate agents or with people in the community that they plan to move into and to network in advance. You can do all kinds of things with social media, and different social media is set up to do different things. If you're on Instagram, it's mainly for pictures, and you can have pictures of all kinds of things on there. If it's Twitter, you only have a few characters to say what you want to say, so you learn how to really condense what you're talking about. There's a new one out called Periscope that live streaming. You can do your own live broadcast. There's one called VisaCard that I'm going to be talking about. There's all kinds of social media, and it really does work for you, and it really is more than selfies and lunch. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be kind of reviewing and going over what some of the social medias do.
Cool.
You don't need all of them, but you might want to have at least one or two.
Yeah, and they're cool to have. I mean, they're, you know, we'll have to talk about apps sometimes because, you know, there's so many apps. You can get an app to help you find things or an app, whatever. I mean, we have to talk about apps. Anyway, I'm going to try to get Eric to pop on because this magazine is really generating a lot of interest, but I don't have all the specs on it, so I'm going to see if I can get them in. You know, Disney has been saying that Descendants is the biggest movie of the year, and we're putting out a blog on how we're affiliated with it, and the blog will be on this new section, easywaybroadcasting.com. Let's see if we can get Eric. Hold on. Eric.
Hey,
we got him. Okay. I wanted to get you before you left. I wanted you to touch base a little bit. Reith is on with me, and we're doing a show, and that's why I've been texting you. Just tell us a little bit about your magazine. There's so much that I can't even cover it all.
Well, first, Reetha, love your tech time, and I'm glad that you mentioned VisiCard because it's definitely something that your listeners are going to love. It's the hottest mobile and social media platform to hit. And you know, I wanted to tell all your listeners about our news post with Kate Linder, who's on Young and the Restless. I'm sure a lot of your listeners like that show. It's the top show in the soaps, and she was Esther Valentine. She played Esther Valentine for 33 years. She's a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I just did, she was one of my guests on the Easy Show. And so if you go to easywaybroadcasting.com and you go to the news, you'll see that. But yeah, no, the magazine is really amazing. We're doing our special Olympics edition, thanks to you, Dad. You know, you're involved with the Knights of Columbus, and they got involved with the Special Olympics. Then you got more involved with the Special Olympics, and now our artist Viva Doll is going to be performing and singing the national anthem. And the magazine is just a really different and unique magazine. Aretha, I actually do want to talk to you because I have a section called Easy Says. And it's kind of like Simon Says, only it teaches you tips and tricks of social media and technology and web promotion and things like that. So I want to play with your tech time and Easy Says. We have a red carpet portion, so a lot of the red carpets will be covered. We did the Mansion of Blood movie premiere, which Aretha was there, being the star that she is. And some of the top Hollywood stars were there. They're in the article. The gentleman that created the Munsters vehicle and the Batmobile. And it was just amazing. We have a model of the month. We have fans' choice. We actually have a really fun hunt. It's kind of like a magazine hunt where it's kind of like Where's Waldo, and you can actually look for EZ, a little animation me. You got to find which page it's on, and you got to find where it is. And it's not easy to find, but if you find it, you actually can go on our fans page and you say, hey, this is where it is. This is, you know. This is what page it's on, and, you know, you post your comment, and we'll give you a little prize for finding it. It's going to be pretty cool.
That's cool.
It's Easy Way Cares. We're featuring a lot of nonprofit stuff. There's going to be, it's a different magazine for the middle person. You know, it's going to have some really unique stories and interviews. A lot, you know, I've done over 3,500 interviews, so now it's time to take those interviews and put them into all the different platforms like Filmon and the magazine and things like that. And, you know, we're going to be highlighting all of our shows. And there's going to be a little Baby Boomers Live corner or something. And we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff and just make it a little simpler
for
everybody.
Supposed to do an article, and I had some personal issues, so I didn't get to do it. But I'm definitely going to get one for the next issue. And when is this issue coming out?
This issue is coming out. Now, just so everybody knows, this isn't the actual issue. What we're doing is a pre-promotion. You'll notice that the cover says, who will it be? When we actually have the celebrity on the cover and we actually have – you'll notice when the actual issue comes out. Right now, these are pre-issues. But we have a 44-page pre-issue coming out at the actual Orange County Mission Viejo Special Olympics, which is pretty exciting. And so I'll be –
And when is that?
That's going to be on July 23rd. We do have a preview version of the digital magazine, which is out right now, and you can go to the fans page or the website, easywaybroadcasting.com. And a lot of the ideas of what the actual magazine is going to be is on that digital magazine. And, Aretha, we're going to go up to 100 pages on that. We've already gotten over 323 views in less than 2 days. On that digital magazine, and it's not even finished yet. What we're doing is we're literally putting it out, and we're letting it build as we go, and we're letting the fans kind of build the pages. We're getting ideas from the fans and the listeners, and we're kind of letting them help us build this thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was at the Aretha. I was at the Kate Linder interview that Eric had over at Peppers, and it was really interesting. And she's really cool. And, you know, we go back to the soaps. You know, I told you my cousin was in the soaps, Bill Hayes. And I don't know. I don't know if you were a soap person. You were probably too busy doing
No,
your own
I only
soap.
Watch Days of Our Lives. I've watched it for 45 years.
Then you know Bill Hayes then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was the star of Days of Our Lives.
You know, Bill Hayes and Nicholas Coster, and you know,
and Nicholas Coster texted me this morning, Eric, that he was out of town, but when he's back, he wants to get in touch with us. So
good, we'll have him on the show as a guest and announce everybody so they know at least ahead of time. See, I love you guys. I love Baby Boomers Live, but I feel bad for your fans because nobody ever knows what's going on with your show. It's like it's always a surprise. Oh my God, I'm going to tune in.
Well,
and see
I know
what it
who our guest is. I have our guest for next week. It's going to be the empath that worked with Kelly. So it's going to be a really good show next week. He's going to come on, and he's going to tell us kind of how he does what he does.
Oh, that's cool. We'll definitely have that promoted on easywaybroadcasting.com. And now here's another thing I wanted to tell everybody is we actually have a membership system. So you can go on the site, and you can register and become a member, just like Facebook and stuff. And we'll be building and developing that as we go along. And all the coverage that we do, we're going to be having Baby Boomers Live do an actual show. Like I said, my dad said, we have a deal with Film On now. And for those of you that don't know what Film On is, Film On is ranked at 2,000, around a 2,000 on Alexa. And Alexa is a website that helps rank your popularity, your influence, and your traffic. So to be anything under 100,000 is really big. We're 79,000, and I'm really proud of that. But they're like a 2,000. So that means they're getting 200 million or more a month and about 600 channels. So we're a part of that now, and we'll have an Easy Way TV station. So this will actually be – you'll be able to go to easywaybroadcasting.com. I believe it might be on Dish and some other stuff. And you'll be able to actually go to TV, and you'll be able to watch TV programming. So the Baby Boomers live show will be time-slotted, and there'll be a specific time you can know to go there, and all the episodes will be there. Just like if you were to go to the Discovery Channel and you know that you have that one show that you like, it's going to be the same scenario. That also means that we're going to be looking for content. We're going to be looking for shows. We're going to be looking for a lot of stuff because we are going to start running like an actual television network. And so that'll be on the site here real soon, as well as the application. And it's getting to be real fun, Ritha, real fun. And
talking about tech. Here we are, huh? The tech age. This is amazing.
Ritha, I want you to do your tech time seminars, and I want you to come down and see the actual webinar rooms that we have. So you guys will be able to actually listen to Ritha teach you about tech time, and you'll be able to pay a small amount to be able to learn the baby boomer side of tech time and social media and things like that. And you'll be able to tune into the website. You'll be able to watch it live and get all the tips and tricks of social media. And you can also come down in person. Our studio is located at 10 minutes from John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, about 45 minutes from Los Angeles. And we have a lot of fun productions, and we have our Easy Way Angels, and we have a lot of positivity we're doing. But I've been a little busy, guys. So speaking of busy, I actually have someone I actually have to answer this call here. So I love Baby Boomers Live.
Well, thanks
Live.
For stopping in.
Listening to it. Take off. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for stopping in. And
okay. Well, actually, we are so out of time.
Can you believe, I know everybody's tired of me saying this, but it's like we hang up the phone and all of a sudden it's Friday night and we're going,
to next week because we're going to have David on. He's going to talk about being a medical empath and natural and homeopathic medications and treatments and whatever. So that's going to be exciting. Everyone can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. It's on your computer, and you can see everything that's going on Easy Way. You can download the Easy Way.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I forgot the biggest news of all, and I want to make sure this is really presented correctly. I got my guy on hold here, but I want to make sure that all your fans know this is for the grandsons and the granddaughters that you have. There's a movie coming out on the Disney Channel. They are announcing it as the biggest movie to date, the biggest movie of the year, and it's called Descendants, which is four actors on Disney playing the sons and daughters of the evil characters on Disney, Cruella de Vil, the Wicked Queen, Maleficent, and Jafar from Aladdin. And so the kids are this movie. It's been advertised like crazy. We did an exclusive interview with Boo Boo Stewart, who plays Jay in the movie Jafar's Son. I also introduced Cameron Boyce, who plays Cruella de Vil's son in the movie. And so we got a really interesting blog, and we're going to talk about how we're affiliated, and it's going to be a really, really amazing blog. That's coming out on July 31st. So our blog will be coming out on July 30th, the day before their movie launches. And I think that everybody will really enjoy it. Okay, now I'm going for it. Bye.
Cool. All right.
All right.
Well, Ritha, I'll tell you what. It's. Do you think it's a faster world now that everything's into this computer tech stuff? I mean, do you notice the difference?
Absolutely. Everything's being compressed. I think we still have to keep our interpersonal relationships going on, but
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot of technology going on.
It's people thinking, and it keeps us young. So, everybody, thanks for stopping in for with Reetha and I, and we'll be talking to you next week. Look forward to it, and here we go, Reetha. Back to our little goodbye theme.
Have a great week.
So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Reetha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.